A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The word of God continued to spread and to grow. And after Barnabas and Saul completed their relief mission, they returned to Jerusalem, taking with them John, who is called Mark. Now there was in the church of Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simon, who was called Niger, Lucius and Cyrene, Manan, who was a close friend of Herod, the tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then completing their fast and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. So they sent forth by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived in Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God to the Jew in the Jewish synagogues, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. O God, let all the nations praise you. O God, let all the nations praise you. May God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us. So may your way be known upon earth, among all nations, your salvation. O God, let all the nations praise you. May the nations be glad and exult because you rule the peoples in equity, the nations on the earth you guide. O God, let all the nations praise you. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless us, and may all the ends of the earth fear him. O God, let all the nations praise you. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him, for I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him, the word that I spoke. It will condemn him on the last day, because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today, Jesus Christ tells us that he has come to be the light. And he's come, if you notice, the light doesn't come and condemn. The word itself condemns. Could you, those of you who keep putting things on there, would you stop for just 2 seconds? So listen to what I'm saying instead of constantly typing. Some of you, that's all you do. You're not paying attention at the Mass at all. You're just typing your intentions. Stop it for 5 minutes. Listen. Pray. Don't keep typing. I bring all your intentions with me. You don't have to keep doing it, okay? So what we need to do is be the light. Because Christ is the light, huh? And he just says he doesn't come this and doesn't bring condemnation. He brings life. And then he sits there and says in Matthew, right? He says, not only is he the light of the world, but you are the light of the world. You and I are called to be light. And that means, again, I've talked about it. This is a broken record for me, is it not? That if you're in a dark room, no matter how dark the room is, if you just light a match or light a thing, the darkness will never conquer the light. We need to be hope in the world that doesn't know hope. We need to be light because Christ is inside of us. And our job is to let him set us on fire. And it's all his light because he lives inside of us. And it'll always conquer the darkness. So do not despair. Do not become critical. Do not become people who become despairing of others. Do not be condemning, because Jesus said he was not and he is not condemning. Why are so many of us, his followers, condemning when we need to be bringing light? And the light is God's hope, his love, his healing. This is what we need to do. So let's do it. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.